You are Locked On Colts, your daily Indianapolis Colts podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I appreciate this time with you guys. I appreciate your patience. I know we were supposed to do this early on. Something called COVID got in the way for me. So appreciate you guys pushing this back. And maybe it's even better for all of us because, you know, we got a game under our belt. And so I appreciate what you guys contribute, right, to our team, to the Colts Nation. You know, it's fun for me to do this every year with you guys. I really want to help in any way. I mean, this is a big deal to me. Every aspect of, you know, the fan base of what we got and how that fan base has fed information and kept abreast to what we do and how we're going along. And every piece is really important. So appreciate you guys taking this time with me.
All right, we'll start with Evan.
Hi, Coach. Evan Sider here at the Locked On Colts podcast. Obviously, Michael Strawn has been a big name to follow throughout training camp. 6'5", 225. We saw him make a great play yesterday as well down the field. Just what kind of impact have you seen from Strawn throughout camp, your first impression of him, and also maybe a potential role during the regular season for him?
He's been showing up in camp every day. That's been the good thing for him. It's not just a flash play here or there. It's happening every day. There's a consistency. And when you're a young player, that's what you just want to make sure that you don't want to just see flashes. You want to see some consistency. There's been a few mental mistakes here and there. That's normal for a rookie, but physically there's been good consistency. The other thing is that I think about Mike that's so impressive is that he's not just a good physical talent, but you can tell how smart of a player is. He's a very instinctive route runner. I think those two, and then the game's just not too big for him. So I think those three things bode well for him, you know, niching out a role for himself. I think it's too early to tell what that'll be. We have a good group, but we really like where he's at right now and expect him to continue to grow and make an impact on our team.
Evan, go ahead and ask your second one.
Yeah, so you mentioned before, Coach Reich, about Sam Ehlinger and the it factor that he has. I know it may be hard to describe. You mentioned that before, but can you just kind of picture what that it factor is that you've noticed throughout the last few months alongside Sam?
Yeah, I mean, he just exudes confidence. I would say one, like when he steps into the huddle, I think, guys, you just know this guy's a natural leader. I think guys think he's going to find a way, just like he did in the last drive of the game, you know, to make a play. I think that's what he's done his whole career. He's a winner. And then, you know, I think the it factor is, you know, as a leader, it's not just about you, it's about the rest of the team. And I think guys sense he's a team first guy. There's very little ego involved. So those are a few of the things that I perceive about his it factor.
Cody.
Hey, Frank, thanks for doing this. Glad you're feeling better. My question, staying with the quarterbacks, obviously there's some uncertainty around Carson Wentz and will he be ready for week one? Will he not be? But based off of what you saw from both your quarterbacks and Easton and Ehlinger yesterday, what gives you confidence that they'll be able to hold down the fort until Carson does return?
Yeah, no, great question. You know, I've told both of those guys, I said, listen, guys, if Carson doesn't play, the expectations don't change. This team believes in you guys. You're doing well at practice. We need to continue to fight to do well and to have good practices so that our confidence as an offensive unit and as a team can continue to grow. But we're really taking that next man up mentality. And I think the team has sensed that about these guys. I think they feel good about it. And I think the fact that they could both go out there and have a good showing yesterday at the game, I think we were all expecting that. But I think the fact that you go out and do it, I think that sends a message to the team like, hey, we can move the ball. I mean, we had 400 yards of offense, 400 some yards of offense yesterday with those two guys playing quarterback. And so I think that's a good confidence booster.
Lawrence.
Hello, Coach. Pleasure to meet you, and congratulations on your extension. That was well deserved.
Thank you.
My question is about pass protection, particularly at left tackle, heading, you know, your evaluation now that we've gone through one preseason game and the regular season is just a few weeks away.
Yeah, I mean, we feel like we got really good depth on the offensive line at tackle. You know, you got Julian Davenport, Sam Tevy, Will Holden, you know, all taking reps there at that left tackle spot. It's, you know, it's a heated competition. I think Eric Fisher continues to do well and is on the right road to recovery. We'll continue to move guys around there. We're still, you know, we still got 4 weeks to week one. So, you know, we're just going to let this thing play out. We think everybody has shown flashes in the ability to be that starter week one if Eric's not ready. But I think it's playing out and showing up the way we thought it would. Like, hey, we got some guys that can do it. And if they're called upon and have to start week one, we believe we'll have a left tackle who will play winning football for us.
Lawrence, go ahead with your second one too.
Oh, so my other question was about the defense. I'm curious your evaluation also of the pass rush that we saw from yesterday's game.
Yeah, I think there was good flashes of the pass rush. I thought the defense played pretty well. I thought we played good run defense. I thought situationally, you know, we played good on third down. Some of that's getting pressure on the passer. You know, they had the one big play on the scramble. You know, we had good pressure. So you want to get more sacks, obviously. Felt like we showed good pressure a couple times, making the quarterback move or hurrying up. It doesn't always show up in sacks. So that even though that number wasn't a big number, you know, I still think there was good pressure at times. And I think, you know, that'll continue to get better as we go.
Matt, go ahead with you.
Excuse me. And also, Matt, let me just add one more thing for Lawrence there. The other thing, Lawrence, is, you know, we're being pretty vanilla, too, in what we're calling. You know what I mean? We'll have more things that we call as we get into the season. Every year, I have to bite my tongue a little bit because that's just kind of our philosophy. You know, I mean, not that we won't call any blitzes. We'll call some, but we really don't call that many. And we really don't call kind of our crazy stuff in preseason, where other teams do that a little bit more than us in preseason. That's just a philosophy that we have. We want to hold some of that stuff as an element of surprise for the season.
Matt, go ahead.
There you go. Hey, Coach, it's an honor to speak to you today. Obviously we talked a little about Michael Strawn earlier, but I also wanted to get your thoughts on the other receivers we saw yesterday, like Desmond Patman, Tyler Vaughns, Tyreek Black, and just how confident you are in them and how they played yesterday.
And all those guys you just mentioned really had big games. I mean, and that's why I have been saying from the start, you know, even in the offseason, how good I feel about this receiver group. And I'm so glad that they had this opportunity. I mean, you can see it in practice, but like last year without any preseason games, you know, it's hard on guys. But so this year with the three preseason games, to actually see guys make plays like that when it's really live, it just has it's the weighted average of that impact is just greater. And they all made big plays. And as we mentioned earlier, you know, we're looking for guys to be able to, you know, make the tough contested catch over the middle, but then we're also looking for the guys to make the catches down the field. And all those guys did that yesterday. You know, all those guys that you mentioned did that, made some tough contested catches, made plays down the field. So very competitive room, very, you know, very tough decisions ahead as far as this roster is concerned, you know, given the wide receivers that we have.
It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turned to football as teams are back in the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest 200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device right now to sign up today to receive a 100% welcome bonus. 100% welcome bonus. Again, I'm saying that's an insane deal. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts, and the promo code is LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Okay, we'll go three more, Cody.
Frank, you guys have had, you know, since starting a training camp, you've had some injuries throughout it. How do you feel like your team has responded despite certain players being out, whether it's short-term or more long-term?
Yeah, I think we responded well. You know, we really want to take that next man up mentality. We want to take it as an opportunity to build depth on our team. You know, these guys who are getting the reps are taking advantage of it. You know, we always say it that every year, you know, the guys who are your twos and threes, you go 17 games in a season and hopefully some regular season games. At some point, your twos and threes are going to be ones. So for us, even a couple of these injuries happening early to us, it's a good opportunity, number one, for the ones to heal up so they don't miss as many regular season games, hopefully. But number two, get the twos and threes ready so when we need them, whether that means week one or somewhere in the middle of the season, that we just feel like, hey, we have that much more confidence stepping in. And so that's really the way we look at it. We think it's a great opportunity for players to get better and for us to build our depth.
Evan?
Coach, just wanted to talk also just off the field. Today was announced that your Not Today Foundation is launching a parent guide aimed at awareness and prevention for sexually abused and exploited and trafficked children. I know it's a huge cause for you off the field as well as your wife, Linda. Can you just explain to our audience just a little bit about the Not Today Foundation and what you're planning to do with that moving forward?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that. It's a huge deal for us. You know, we feel like protecting the beauty and innocence of childhood is extremely important. We think it's a travesty that the very people who are supposed to be protecting children would actually abuse them. You know, statistics show that when a child is sexually abused, that 90% of the time it's from someone they know. So those are the very people who are supposed to be protecting them. So, you know, we're going to do everything we can to fight, to advocate for these children and to protect them. And so we do that on many fronts. We were excited this weekend to launch a big campaign that will culminate at the Super Bowl, forming an alliance with several other organizations being approved by the NFL and the host Super Bowl committee to really have a season-long campaign in this space. And we're really partnering with a lot of great people around the country, but specifically here, we're concentrating our efforts here in the state, in the city of Indianapolis, in the state of Indiana. We really want that to be the blueprint for how we operate nationally, to do it first here at home in our home state. And thankfully, we're making great progress. My wife, Linda, does an amazing job. We have a great team with our foundation. So excited about that and the opportunity. And I also have to say, I'm really thankful for the Ursay family and how they've supported us, because this platform that you have as an NFL coach, you want to use it to give back. And the Ursays have just been so gracious to help us in so many ways along this road.
Go ahead, Matt.
All right. I also wanted to get your thoughts on the cornerback position too. Obviously, we saw Rock and Marvell, Isaiah and TJ out there. I just wanted to get your thoughts on those guys and, you know, what you thought about them and how they performed.
I love all three of those guys. I really think as a secondary, we've gotten better. I think our players have gotten better. I think we've gotten more depth. I feel like those three guys really has been good competition. I think Rock has had a very good camp. TJ's such a good player. He's so versatile, can play corner, can play safety, can play nickel. He's so savvy. So, and Marvell obviously had the year, you know, took the year off, opted out last year, but a very talented young player. So adding a lot to the mix. So we just think that competition will kind of make each of them better. And then consequently make our whole secondary better. It's a very important piece because we feel like the crux, you know, defensively up front, we have really good depth. We feel like we are going to get good pressure on the passer. And so we want to be able to take advantage of that with great secondary play as well.
Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. Did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors, plus the occasional limited time flavor as well? There's something for everyone over on Built Bar. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you get two of each of the nine flavors. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, all within 130 calories, with only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs as well. It's a great tasting snack that helps you tide over throughout the day. Order today and get that raspberry, mint brownie, salted caramel, double chocolate, whatever flavor you want at Built Bar. You can go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order at Built Bars. Again, use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, for 15% off at BuiltBar.com.
Okay, and last one here, Patrick.
Okay, got the right mute button this time, Coach. The follow-up question on the Not Today Foundation, what is it we can do to help you guys? And anything you need, and I ain't going to speak for everybody, but I probably am. Whatever you guys need, we are happy to help with this.
Well, we appreciate that. And I will mention, since you asked, you know, one of the things that was mentioned earlier was this child protection guide we have. You know, we're just trying to get it out in as many people's hands as we can. And what it is something that, you know, my wife and the team have put together. It's a booklet. It can be downloaded from our website, from nottoday.org. So it can be downloaded. We have physical copies as well. And really it's given to caretakers, to what to look for, you know, to educate caretakers on what to look for, what are the signs in a child that you look for, what are the things from predators that you could look for, you know, not to live your life in fear. We're not talking about that, but we just want to educate and better equip caretakers to know the obvious signs and to be on the lookout for those obvious signs. When a child starts acting up, what, you know, how do you dive into that? How do you talk to a child about these things? Those are some of the things that are in this caretaker guide. And so we want to get that in as many hands as we can. And like I said, it's obviously free of charge. It's on our website and can be downloaded right from there.
All right. Well, I can promise you this. It's going to be on all of D-Line's socials and our websites, Coach. Oh. And extremely proud to have you here in the city making that effort.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you what that means to me. More than you know. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys, we'll make sure to get another availability scheduled here soon with you guys, and I hope you all have a great week.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.